1010 Winds reporter Carol DiIoria, who has been trying to get around Brooklyn. Carol, where are you now and what are you seeing?
Well, now I'm off the Bell Parkway, and I'm in Valley Stream on Sunrise Highway, and it is coming down like I've never seen it come down. There were some bad flooding spots. I went under a train trestle right near the Valley Stream Long Island Railroad Station, and I thought that was going to be it. I was really going to get stuck. Fortunately, it did not happen. Most of the Sunrise Highway in this area seems to be okay, but there are lots and lots of flooded spots. The Bell Parkway headed east, lots of flooding right near Cross Bay Boulevard, then near 150th Street. There's a whole stretch of the Bell Parkway that had no lights. In the Coney Island, Knapp Street, Flatbush Avenue area, no lights at all, so you can't see where the flooding is. Lots of flooding at the entrances and exits. At less than an hour ago, I was on Coney Island Avenue in the Midwood neighborhood. Intersections completely flooded and very bad and difficult to drive through. People had put out garbage, you know, the garbage bags for collection tomorrow. They were floating in the street. So it is very bad. In all my years of doing this, I would say, Sonia, this is the worst.
Carol, thank you for checking in with us. You're hearing just how dangerous it is to be driving out there tonight. So many roads are just under a crazy amount of water. Winds News Time 10:57. Once again, MTA service is extremely limited tonight. But again, some people are depending on it to get home, to get somewhere safe. On the line with us, MTA Acting Chairman and CEO Jano Lieber. Jano, thank you so much for joining us. And if you can tell us what people need to know about those service interruptions tonight from all this flooding.
Sonia, your reports of the last few minutes have been right on. This is a historic event. The amount of water that is compromised all of our infrastructure is really unprecedented. And of course, the subways are impacted. The rush hour was perfect, but suddenly in the last hour, the water has overtaken a lot of areas of the subway system and the service is very, very limited. So we're really urging people, please, please don't travel if you have any way of staying home or staying. A fair amount of pumping infrastructure and everybody is out tonight to try to make sure the morning rush is going to function as best as possible. It's probably premature for me to guarantee anything, but we're going to be working through the night with, you know, hundreds of people to try to clean up the mess that this terrible storm has created.
All right, MTA service extremely limited tonight. Thank you so much, MTA Acting Chairman and CEO Jano Lieber, joining us live here on 1010 Winds.
Expanded traffic and transit because everything's pretty much shut down. Here's the latest live from Kelly Dillon.
That's about right. Every major roadway dealing with horrible flooding, even roads that normally don't flood, completely flooded right now. We're dealing with closures on the LIE all through.
News Time 11:24. We want to get an update on the power situation in New Jersey. We're about to speak live now. On the live line, we welcome Rebecca Mazzarella. She's a spokesperson for PSE&G, serving customers in the northern part of the state. Thank you for joining us. Obviously, the situation in Jersey is bad. Give us a sense of the power situation, first of all.
Sure. Thanks for having me. Bad is certainly a good way to describe it, and we're not done yet, and you've mentioned it. It is an emergency weather situation.
The flash flood emergency for the city and most New Jersey suburbs extend until 3 o'clock in the morning, and if you haven't heard anybody say that on the radio before, a flash flood emergency for the city and most areas around it, it's because we haven't before. The National Weather Service has not offered us a flash flood emergency for this area. Continuing coverage on 1010 Winds of the devastating flooding and rain that we've been seeing over the past several hours. Joining us now live on the 1010 Winds news line, we welcome Governor Kathy Hochul of the state of New York, joining us on 1010 Winds to talk about the state of emergency that she has just put into place. Governor, thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me on, and thank you for your coverage, dude. We work together to keep New Yorkers safe.
What do New Yorkers need to know right now about this state of emergency and what they should be doing under these circumstances?
Well, moments ago, I did declare a state of emergency for New York State, and what that translates to is this is a very dire situation. I'm pleading with all New Yorkers to just please stay home, be safe. People who are on the roads right now, you're literally endangering yourself.